Yes, Kenny, well, the whistle was gone just about 90 seconds ago. The final score, City of Derry 21, Beckett 8. Beckett had a consolation score in the last minute of the game when their winger, Richard Dunn, ran from the halfway line in. Derry were trying at that stage, obviously, to get their fourth try and bonus point, but I'm sure the coach, Terry McMaster, and the team will be delighted. 21 points to 8, that's now 5 victories on the trot. That puts them 2 points ahead of Beckett now and takes them on fourth from bottom and really takes them out of that relegation mire, which unfortunately had been in for far too long. It was Beckett who actually had the strong opening the first 10 minutes. They looked as if they meant business, but really they had nothing to show for it until the 15th minute, whenever they're out half Gerard O'Grady kicked the penalty from 30 metres to make it 3 points to 0. But after that, really, Derry got on top. Burns was wide with a penalty then a couple of minutes later. But on 32 minutes, Derry had their first score whenever Beckett were penalised and Burns kicked it 5 metres from the line. From the penalty, it was a great line-out drive and replacement second row Gerard Doherty. He was in the end of the drive. Burns converted, and so that was 7 points to 3 at half time, and certainly Derry at that stage looking pretty good. But it was better in the second half whenever on about 45 minutes Derry had about three or four scrums. They consistently put the back of forwards under pressure, and eventually the referee lost his patience. He yellow carded their scrum half and awarded Derry a penalty try, which Burns converted. So that was 14 points to 3, an open 11-point gap. And then on about 62 minutes, Derry opened the ball right from a good line-out, and David Graham bounced his opposite number and went straight on under the post. Burns converted 21 points to 3. Try as they could in that last 10 minutes to get the final fourth try. The conditions deteriorated. Unfortunately, the rain had come on and the ball became a bit slippy, underfoot conditions. And then it was Beckett who had the final say with a consolation score from their winger, Richard Dunn. But overall, Derry will be very, very happy with a 21 points to 8 victory. Now, that's five victories on the trot since they beat Dungannon on the 31st of December last year. They now have 2 weeks before they travel to Wanderers, but the pressure really, in a sense, is off. But, I mean, they still have to win a few more games just to make sure. But things are looking a lot, lot better than they were about 5 weeks ago whenever they were sitting bottom of the table. So today's game at the AIL 2B game at Judges Road, another very successful result from City Derry's point of view. That's their fifth win on the trot. They beat, the final score today was City Derry 21, Beckett 8.